It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the NRA annual meetings in Indianapolis, 2014. We're in the Smith & Wesson booth, and this morning my guest is Debbie Lee, and the foundation is called America's Mighty Warriors. Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you so much for having me.
We were introduced yesterday, but I know the story of your son.
Yes.
Please tell the people about it.
Yeah, absolutely amazing young man. Mark Allen Lee was my youngest son. And we were notified on August 2nd, 2006, that he had been killed in action. And I've been a widow for 20 years. I've walked through death before, but I can tell you that losing a child is the toughest thing you could ever go through. But I am so proud of that young man. And as the days began to pass, we began to piece together this amazing story of what he had done that day. And they had been in Ramadi, Iraq. You maybe remember back in 2006. It was a terrible place. Most of our casualties were coming out of Ramadi. And Mark's teammate said it was the hellhole of Iraq or the worst piece of real estate over there.
Yep.
It was 115, 120 degrees that day. And they had been in intense firefight for 2 hours they had been fighting. I don't know how you do that in those extreme temperatures. But Mark carried the big gun. He carried the M60. So he carried anywhere from 150 to 180 pounds in addition to his own weight.
Unbelievable.
And how you do that in those extreme temperatures for that long. You know, we have watched our Navy SEALs do some absolutely amazing things. But I can tell you they're just as human as you and I are. And I know that that was an intense battle for them. Mm-hmm. And Mark's buddy, Ryan Jobe, had been severely injured. He had bullets hit his weapon, so he had shrapnel injuries to the head. Mm-hmm. And he fell to his knees. And two of the other SEALs, there were four guys on the roof, and the other two SEALs dropped to their knees to help Ryan. Mm-hmm. Mark could have made that very same choice. But his choice that day was to stand up into the direct line of fire, hoping the enemy would focus on him and that he could provide the cover to sneak the medic up to the roof. The medic did get up there and took one look at Ryan and said, "We got to get him out of here immediately or there is no chance for survival." So not just once, a second time again, all by himself, he stood up in the direct line of fire, hoping to provide some suppressive fire so they could get down off the roof. And they all got down. They sent Ryan off for medical attention and climbed back in their Bradleys and head back to the base, which I'm proud to tell you after his death was named Camp Mark Lee in his memory. Mm-hmm. And they got in there and they started to rip off their gear and got some water to refresh themselves. And the chief came in. He said, "We just found 30 of the insurgents that just attacked us." And without hesitation, Mark looked at his chief and said, "Roger that. Let's go get them." So they climbed in their Bradleys and they headed back to that godforsaken place. They cleared several houses and they went in the last house Mark would be in, cleared the bottom of the house, and they started up the steps and they heard Mark yell, "On me."
Mm-hmm.
And the guys knew what that meant. He's saying, "I'm going to take the lead on this. You guys follow me." And as they went up those steps, they drew fire through a window. And for the last and final time, Mark made that choice again to turn into that line of fire to defend his buddies and give them the gift of life. But he didn't do that just for them. He did that for you, for me, for everyone in America, because he believed in the freedoms that we have and was willing to give his life for those very freedoms we enjoy every day.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful story. It's a chilling story. Your son is a hero.
Yes.
Word for word, your account is exactly the account that Chris Kyle mm-hmm. shares in American Sniper.
Yes.
Absolutely chilling. And it's a thrill for me to meet you, and it's an honor for me to be able to convey your story to our audience.
You.
I want to talk about America's Mighty Warriors, what that is, how it came to be.
Yeah, Mark's name actually means mighty warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And after hearing that story, I'm sure you'll agree with me. He definitely lived up to his name. But it is not just about Mark. It's about each and every one of our men and women who serve and sacrifice. It's about Chris Kyle. Chris was one of Mark's teammates. He was with Mark when he died, and he became like a son to me. It's about every uniform, whether you're Air Force, Army, Marine, Navy, whatever branch of the military, whatever conflict you've served, it's about you. And I've dedicated my life to making sure that our men and women are taken care of. We do a lot of advocacy things. So up on Capitol Hill quite a bit, fighting for their funding, the rules of engagement, their benefits.
Mm-hmm.
We have just recently started a program called Got HBOT. And we're sending those that are diagnosed with TBI through hyperbaric oxygen therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're receiving 40 treatments. And it's amazing. It's actually healing the brain. And yet, because it's still considered research,
right.
our VA and TRICARE won't pay for that funding,
right.
which is despicable that we're not taking care of our vets. We do a lot for our families of the fallen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We do retreats in Texas. We have a place in Hawkins, Texas. It's a 1,000-acre ranch, beautiful facility. It's got 3 swimming pools, and it's got zip lines and water slides and kayaking, canoeing, horseback riding, everything you can think of. And we just let these families know, you know, we're bringing you together to know there are others just like you who mm-hmm. understand what you're going through. We have one coming up May 9th through the 11th. That's our combined Wounded Warriors and Gold Star families. Mm-hmm. And then we do another one that is just for our SEAL families of the fallen. And we have a house in Arizona called the Heroes Hope Home where the families of the fallen can come stay free for a week. And when they get there, they get a gift basket. And inside are gift cards for manicures and pedicures, massages, meals, sporting events, everything you can think of. They've given their very best for this nation.
Yep.
And it's just a way that we can say thank you. We will never forget the sacrifice that your loved one has made for us and for our freedoms. And there really isn't anything I wouldn't do for our troops and for the families of the fallen. I do know who pays the price for my freedom.
Beautifully said. I think you'll agree that there are a vast number of charities and organizations out there doing different things to try to help. Not only the families of our servicemen and women, but also the servicemen and women who are recovering from battlefield injuries
yes.
and things like that. This one is different. How can the people who are listening, who are moved by your story, how can they get involved? How can they help?
They can reach out to us through our website, and that's americasmightywarriors.org. They can get on there, see some of the things we've done, see videos of the retreats we've done. We have a store in there. They can purchase items, and the proceeds from that all go to support our programs. Mm-hmm. They can also make a donation on our website, and they can reach out to us that way.
It's a beautiful thing, and I thank you from the deepest part of my heart for your sacrifice. And it's a beautiful story, and again, it was an honor for me to put your story in front of the audience.
Well, thank you. I had no choice, the news that was given to me on August 2nd, 2006, but I did have a choice how I responded.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to curl up in a ball, feel sorry for myself the rest of my life, turn to drugs or alcohol or whatever to ease the pain, I do get that because it's the toughest pain I've ever known. That wouldn't bring Mark back. And God equipped me to be an encourager, to be out there helping others and supporting others. So I'm honored to be able to do this for all of those who paid the price for my freedom and for their families.
May I dare say that the bravery and the heroism that your son exhibits and exhibited surely came from you as his mother.
Well, thank you. I was a single mom most of their life, and I won't pretend to say I was a perfect mom. But I think because of all the hardships we went through and all the difficulties in life, we did learn perseverance. And so that was definitely something that was passed on to my kids, that you don't quit, you persevere no matter what you go through. And I think for any circumstances that we go through, it takes courage to walk through your circumstances and say, whether it's sickness, whether it's financial issues, whether it's death, that there's a reason I'm still here. So I need to carry on. And that's by God's strength that I do that and walk through and continue day by day to be able to do those things and impact those people that he wants me to reach out to and let them know that we do love, we do appreciate those, our troops who've served and sacrificed and given so much for the freedoms we enjoy every single day we wake up and enjoy those.
Debbie Lee, thank you for the time so much. Again, it's americasmightywarriors.org. Get information, get involved. Thank you again.
Thank you. God bless.